Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 28, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Royal Mondi. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the fascinating entries of Wikipedia, unearthing history, culture, and the oddities that make our world so rich and varied. Today, we're exploring a long-standing English tradition rooted in religion, royalty, and charity, Royal Mondi. Have you ever heard of Royal Mondi? It's an ancient ceremony that has evolved over centuries, transcending its religious origins to become a significant part of British royal tradition. Each year on Maundy Thursday, the Thursday before Easter, the monarch of the United Kingdom distributes small silver coins known as Maundy money to senior citizens. These recipients are selected because of the Christian service they have given to the church and community. But what makes this ritual so special, and why has it endured for so long? The origin of Royal Mondi dates back to the Middle Ages, with the first recorded Royal Mondi ceremony held during the reign of King John in the early 13th century. But the connections go even further back to Jesus Christ's washing of the feet of the apostles at the Last Supper, an act of humility and service. Over the centuries, English monarchs have adapted the practice, once even including the washing of subjects' feet, to its current form, where it focuses on the giving of alms. Imagine this. In the medieval period, the kings and queens of England would wash the feet of a selected number of poor folk, mirroring the humility of Christ. However, as time went by, the tradition evolved, and by the 18th century, the foot-washing aspect had ceased, likely to the relief of both royals and recipients alike. Let's talk numbers. Traditionally, the amount of Mondi money given to each person corresponds to the sovereign's age. For instance, if the monarch were 90 years old, then 90 men and 90 women would each receive 90 pence worth of Mondi coins. The coins themselves are interesting artifacts. They have distinctive designs and are minted in values of 1, 2, 3, and 4 pence. Imagine owning one of these coins, small yes, but rich with history and royal blessing. What's more, the ceremony is meticulous and steeped in protocol. The event is currently held at a different cathedral every year. The queen, or a royal official if the queen cannot attend, distributes two leather purses to each recipient. One, a red purse, contains ordinary coins, symbolizing the monarch's gift for food and clothing. The other, a white purse, contains the Mondi coins and is symbolic of the sovereign's commitment to the church and God's people. The service includes the singing of hymns, reading scriptures, and prayers, comprising a solemn and reflective atmosphere. Now, let's bring some perspective to this. Consider the rapidly changing society we live in today. Why do you think such an ancient ceremony continues to be relevant? One might argue that the tradition emphasizes the role of the monarchy in continuously engaging with and giving back to the community. Moreover, it highlights the importance of upholding traditions that remind us of our collective history and values. Here's a thought to ponder. In an age when society often spotlights what divides us, might traditions such as Royal Mondi play a role in bridging these divides, acting as a shared cultural anchor? But Royal Mondi isn't just about the past. It adapts with the times. This isn't a stuffy, inaccessible ritual. It's one that acknowledges and honors common citizens, reinforcing the idea that service and community are ageless virtues worth celebrating, regardless of one's station in life. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Can you think of any other traditions that have evolved over time the way Royal Mondi has? Perhaps some in your own communities or countries? How do they tie in with the fabric of contemporary society? Before we wrap up, let's consider the symbolic significance of Royal Mondi in our modern world. It stands as a reminder that even in historical ceremonies, there is room for evolution and adaptation, tailored to respect the past while also remaining relevant in the present. It prompts a reflection on how we preserve and honor such rituals in our own lives and the core values they represent. And with that, we draw to a close on our journey through the history and pageantry of Royal Mondi, a tradition that captures the essence of service and humility, a timeless token of British royal culture. As Easter approaches, you might take a moment to reflect on the service and community contributions that are recognized in your own life and in your own way. Perhaps find a moment for giving, as is symbolized by the Maundy ritual. If you've been intrigued by today's topic, I encourage you to read more about Royal Maundy. Delve into its rich tapestry, the evolving role of the monarchy, and how it has adapted to meet the modern era while preserving its historic core. You can find the full article on Wikipedia, and if you have your own experiences or traditions that resonate with Royal Maundy, share them with us. Connect with us on our social media platforms and join the conversation. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. May your own Thursdays, Maundy or otherwise, be filled with meaningful gestures and humble service. Until next time, keep exploring and keep questioning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Royal Maundy. Thanks for listening. See you next time.